You're listening to Your Financial Compass with Scott Vallon. These shows are designed to provide information to both pre- and post-retirees so you can make well-informed decisions about your financial future. Our Financial Compass process goes beyond traditional holistic planning. We care as much about you and your lifestyle as we do about your plan. At the Bowman Wealth Group, we want to help you define what matters most and inspire you to go and do it. Your host is Bowman Wealth Group financial advisor, Scott Vallon, who for more than a decade has made a difference in his clients' lives by providing financial leadership.
Hello there. This is Scott Vallon with the Your Financial Compass podcast. I'm a financial advisor with the Bowman Wealth Group in Roseville, California, as I record this in early February of 2023. And if you've been listening, hopefully you've enjoyed it and taken away pertinent information. And as you've seen, each episode we talk about something a little bit different. And today we're going to talk about what we call the bucket strategy that we use with our clients. We call it, you can call it any number of things. We call it safety, income, and growth buckets. But we're going to walk through that. What does it mean? What does it mean if you're close to retirement? Or in retirement? What does it mean if you're much younger and you've got 10, 15, 20 years away from retirement? We're going to walk through different examples and timelines and just show you why we utilize it, how it's helped our clients, and it might be something worth pondering for you. And also, if you hear anything today that you have more questions on, you can reach out by email, ask@bowmanwealth.com. That's A-S-K. @bulmanwealth.com, and we'll be happy to chat with you. With all of that said, why don't we dive in to the bucket strategy? What does it mean, and how could it be important to you? So it's a very basic thing when you just visualize three buckets. There's the safety bucket, there's the income bucket, and then there's the growth bucket. And each one of them not only has, it's a very literal term for each one and what they're trying to accomplish, but there's also timing elements to it, in a short-term basis, mid-term, and long-term basis. And this is where it really gets important for our retired clients. When you're making that segue or transition from working into retirement, and it helps us not only account for where the money is and where it's coming from to pay our bills, it helps us put some money in positions where if we have a turbulent market, we can't lose as much. And finally, it also allows us to put money aside that's longer term money. So when the market is kind of fluctuating a bit, we're not as concerned because the other two buckets are covering us. So why don't we start first off with the income bucket? And this is really, it doesn't just have to be like savings or an investment account. The income bucket is, a cash or cash equivalents or a stream of income. And it's really what's allowing us to pay our bills on a monthly basis, pay the mortgage, pay our cars, pay Medicare supplements, what have you. And this is an area where, say you're retired, what are some of the streams that go into the income bucket? One of them, obviously, is Social Security. The majority of us, or me not yet, but the majority of retirees have Social Security. So that's one stream of income. But say you've got $5,000 a month that you need to cover, meet your lifestyle needs, and your Social Security is $2,000. Well, that's helping cover some of it, but what's making up the rest? Some of us will have a pension. So a pension would fall into that income bucket, and that's coming in on a stream of retirement income to help us meet our needs. Maybe we've created our own pension with a kind of product, a retirement investment product. We might have real estate that's paying us some money, or we just have liquid cash where we pull from extra of, hey, this is my slush fund. Really what it is, though, this is the area we can go in, pay our monthly bills or other living expenses, and if an emergency comes up, it's where we tap into it. One of my clients just had to have roof repairs the other day, $6,000. And, I guess I chuckle now, and it wasn't funny for her. Luckily, she had the money in this income bucket. She was able to pay for it. She's like, gosh, if I was going to spend $6,000, I would have liked something more cool to show for at vacation, what have you. But the point is, it was there. So it's kind of that place where we know we're meeting our daily and monthly needs, and it's got to be money that's readily accessible. So it can either be in the form of a stream of income, like we said, Social Security, pension, rental income, pulling cash, but it's got to be available. It can't be something, oh no, I need this money, I need to go cash out a bunch of stocks or mutual funds. So that is the income bucket. And I guess I should take a step back for a second. One misconception is, oh, we need to have equal amounts in the three buckets, so a third and a third and a third. It does not work that way. It's all about how do we have it balanced amongst the three buckets depending on our lifestyle situation. So, you know, as we go into the growth bucket later, I'll tell you more like where someone in my age range in their 40s would have more in that. But the point is, it doesn't have to be evenly split. It's depending on where you are in your stage of life. So someone that's still working, say I'm still working, I'm getting a paycheck, my income needs are met through that. I don't have Social Security yet, I don't have pension yet, but I do have, you know, a cash account I can tap into if, you know, the kids need braces or things like that. So point is, that is the first place that we tap from, and over time we'll show you and I'll tell you how some money flows from one bucket into another. So as we move on from the income bucket, we slide over to what we call the safety bucket. And this is one that it focuses more on investments, but they typically have a much lower risk profile. And we'll walk through what some of those might be, you know, in just a second. It's really, we're looking for maybe 3-6%, 4-6% rate of return. That's what we're hoping to achieve with this, the money in the safety bucket, but also make sure that it's relatively conservative. It might be a bank CD. I know they're not making 4%, but yeah, and other times they did. T-bills, we're paying exceptionally well. We'll use annuities at times, be it fixed annuities, fixed index annuities. Those can provide a safe rate of return. Some people like precious metals. There are various funds that we can use in a portfolio that are a little bit more risk prohibitive. So this is an area where, you know, we're looking to have some of our money. We know it's our money where we can sleep a little bit better at night, knowing it's not going to dramatically fall when we have a year like we had in 2022. And, you know, a few minutes ago, I referenced timing. Each bucket has a different timing element to it. So like we said, the income bucket, that's an immediate time frame. Well, the safe bucket or safety bucket, it's intermediate, not immediate, but intermediate. So this is money that we might not need for another 8-10 years, maybe 8-12 years. And it's somewhere to set aside and have it growing. And we can know that eventually some of that might flow into that income bucket. So we have it sitting there growing. And as our needs change, we might start funneling some of that money back into the income bucket. So then finally, of the three, we come to the growth bucket. You can call it growth bucket, you can call it risk bucket. With time frame of it, it's definitely long term. Normally money in this one is positioned for long term growth, 10 plus years. And for someone like me, I'm 42. I've got most of my money in the growth bucket, or people in my age range, because I'm not going to, you know, retire for a couple decades or so. Most of my money is going there because I don't have an immediate need. I've covered the other two. I don't have as much in the safety bucket. Most of mine is in the income bucket or growth bucket. Your situation might be different. I talked to some clients this morning in their 60s. You know, their buckets are totally different. But if we look at the money in the growth bucket, we're okay taking some more risk with it. We're shooting for a higher rate of return depending on the composition of the growth bucket. Maybe this is your 401k at work, or maybe you have an IRA or stock accounts, or, you know, a brokerage investment account. But this is the money we're tapping into last because it's pushed out, it has a longer time frame. And what that does is, when we have a year like 2022, when the market is turbulent and dropping a lot, while it is no fun to lose money and lose money in this bucket, because we know we're not touching it for a long time, in most instances 10 plus years, I think it allows us to sleep a little bit better at night, knowing, gosh, you know what? My 401k dropped 15% last year, but I'm not tapping into that for another 15 years. So it gives us a little bit of comfort because it's not as much pressure. You know, knowing the other two buckets are full, hey, this growth bucket is long term. So if it's set up properly, depending on your stage of life, I think it just removes a lot of the headache and sleepless nights that come from market downturns. Because then on the flip side, say you are retired, maybe you're in your mid-60s. If you look at your situation and most of your money is in the income bucket and the growth bucket, and there's nothing in the safety bucket, then you have to start to wonder if things are out of balance, because you probably were sweating it more last year when, say, you retired, you rolled all this money from your 401k into an IRA, but you never changed the composition of the IRA. So it's still in, you know, maybe more aggressive funds, and maybe you lost 20%. Well, you're going to feel it more because you didn't have any of that money funnel into, you know, into that safety bucket where we're trying to remove risk but get a lower rate of return. I talked to a client this morning in his early 60s, going to retire in a few years. We're starting to reposition. We are doing a reposition today on some of his IRA money as we're starting to gear up for retirement here in a few years. And we're funneling some of that money from the growth bucket into the safety just to offset some of the risk. And as we get closer to retirement and into retirement, we might funnel more out of growth, or some of that money from the safe bucket goes into the income bucket to help him, you know, cover his monthly expenses to go along with Social Security and all these other sorts of things. So it's a moving target, but it's kind of fun from our vantage point to help our clients kind of, it simplifies things in a way and really makes it digestible where we can see, and it helps kind of visualize the philosophy of why money's here, and why money's here amongst the three different buckets. So that's really, you know, part of it is just the timing and your stage of life and where it's going to be. So with all of that said, I wanted to keep today relatively brief. Just wanted to kind of share the philosophy. And again, as I mentioned earlier, if anything, you had questions about your situation, maybe you're not a client, but you're hearing this and you wanted us to look at your situation where your money's kind of spread out, we'll be happy to do that. You can reach out, ask@BowmanWealth.com. But just as a quick synopsis, we've got the three bucket approach. Today's podcast was about the three buckets: our income bucket, our safety bucket, and growth. Income, that's the day-to-day. That's the lifestyle money where, be it cash we're pulling from, it's got to be readily available, so in cash. It may be our salary if we're still working, if you're not retired. It might be your Social Security if you are retired. It might be your pension if you're retired. But this is the money that's covering the day-to-day so you can live your lifestyle. And it might be some extra money set aside. You know, a lot of our clients like to vacation and travel. It's money set aside for that. So it can cover that area as well, but it's got to be readily accessible and not hard to get, or having to trade out of mutual funds and triggering taxes, what have you. So then we talk about the safety bucket. And I stress, depending on your stage of life, will begin to dictate how much you need in that bucket. Someone in your 30s, if you're hearing this, you're not going to have much money there. In your 40s, late 40s, maybe even early 50s, you're probably not going to have as much in the safety bucket. Most of your money is going to be in income or growth. Where on the flip side, if you are retired, that's where we want to start funneling money into the safe bucket. We're trying to get conservative returns, 3% to 6%, 4% to 7%, without a lot of risk. And then finally is the last bucket, the long-term future bucket. And that's the growth. That's where we have our, maybe our investments, be it stocks, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, IRAs, 401ks. That's where that money is. And that's the money we know we're not going to be tapping into for a while. And if, you know, say you're in your 70s, you might not have much money there unless you just love taking risk and you're okay with it. But if you're like a lot of our clients in your 60s or 70s and you're not wanting to take a lot of risk with your investments, you want to be more conservative, well, you've probably over the years funneled more into that safety safety bucket. But guys, we're at about the 15-minute mark. If you've been listening, I've been hearing from more and more folks that they are. I love to hear that. That's fun for me to know that people are listening and taking hopefully some valuable information. But nonetheless, today we talked about the bucket approach. Next time we'll have a whole different topic, hopefully that's pertinent to your situation. But with that said, I'm going to sign off, and then you get to hear the legal outro. Take care.
This show's content is for information purposes only. It is not intended to provide any tax or legal advice or provide the basis for any financial decisions, nor is it intended to be a projection of current or future performance or an indication of future results. Purchases are subject to suitability. This requires a review of an investor's objective, risk tolerance, and time horizons. Investing always involves risk and possible loss of capital. Opinions expressed are solely those of Bullman Wealth Group and our editorial staff. The information contained in this material has been derived from sources believed to be reliable, but it is not guaranteed accuracy and completeness and does not purport to be a complete analysis of the materials discussed. Any statements of opinions expressed should in no way be construed or interpreted as a solicitation to sell or offer to sell advisory services to any residents of any state other than the states where otherwise legally permitted. Advisory services are offered through Chris Bullman, Inc., DBA, Bullman Wealth Group, and Brookstone Wealth Advisors, registered investment advisors. Insurance products are offered and sold through Chris Bullman, Inc., DBA, BWG Insurance Agency.